Hello everyone, how's it going? I'm going to quickly show you the 11 Labs Reader app for iOS. Have to record it in a bit of a different way than I usually would because my main computer's out of action, so I hope this will still sound all right. So, I've got the app open, I've logged in, I've made an account, and I'm going to take you through the interface as much as possible. So if we go from the top left, let's see what we see.
Player button.
Well, I have something currently running, so it shows this player button, which if I do a...
System font regular, 17 point, left justified, bottom of screen, goes back to player, reader.
See, so it says it's the bottom of the screen, but if you're swiping, you're going to come across this first. The app is not perfect in its layout and working, but you can get around it if you understand it.
Home.
So these are actually tabs, and we're actually at the bottom of the screen, oddly enough. So that's a home, and it's tab 1 of 3, I believe.
Import button. Image, a white cross in a black circle. Add.
This import allows you to import files, media, URL, links, and so on.
Oh, switch button.
And these switch buttons do not announce their state, on or off. So you will have to sort of work out what mode you're in.
Text, switch button. Links, switch button. Files, switch button. The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, A Scandal in Bohemia, file 75%.
So this is the book I have been reading. So we're going to use this as an example in a minute. The next thing, because I've got it set to all, or it should be anyway.
What have we learned from the political betting saga? www.bbc.com 98%.
This was copied out of the BBC News app via the share sheet, because you can share directly to this app from the share sheet. So I'll take you to that in a minute. But let's try this Sherlock Holmes thing, because I want to show you the interface. So I will swipe back.
The Adventures.
And then do a double tap.
The Adventures of Go Back button.
And we'll swipe now, once we've gotten past this Go Back button, and see what we can see.
Help button. More button. Progress. 0 of 0. Select voice button. Seat back button. Paused. Seat forward button. Speed 1.0x button. Speed 1.0x button.
So that's the whole window. So I can sometimes do a two-finger double tap for Magic Tap to play, but not always. Let's see what happens.
Ah, he's breathing now. He can't lie in the street. May we bring him in, Mom? Surely. Bring him into the sitting room. There is a comfortable sofa. This way, please. Slowly and solemnly, he was borne into Bryony Lodge and laid...
So that's actually me with a cold, and that's what the voice is called, Andre with a cold. I will show you a couple of the voices I've got here by tapping on the bottom left of the screen where the voices is.
Select voice button.
There we go. And it comes up.
Activate to dismiss pop-up window button.
Pop-up. And if I swipe...
Voices. Close button. Or switch button.
So again, we get these nasty switch buttons that don't properly announce themselves, which irritates me a lot.
My voices. Switch button.
And then we've got my voices.
Atomic Shrimp. User.
So I cloned Atomic Shrimp, who's a YouTuber, and he sounds very good reading, but I won't show you that. I'll show you the voices I actually have permission to use, especially in a live demo.
Mark, Andre Deepface, selected Andre with a cold, kiss non-FaceTime, enhanced, user. Alice reading her own story, user. Barclays ATM, user.
That's from the Barclays cash point.
Andre voiceover, user.
That's one I did for something.
Galleray, user.
That's one of my students.
Hefty Man V2, user.
Hefty Man V2 is the hefty clock from Steve's clock that I did, and it gives me an American accent, so we'll try that. It's quite funny.
Selected hefty.
So
go back button.
It selects the voice and
out
returns.
The principal room. While I.
Sorry, it returns to the main screen, and now it starts immediately reading with that voice.
Still observed the proceedings from my post by the window. The lamps had been lit, but the blinds had not been drawn, so that I could see Holmes as he lay upon the couch. I do not know whether he was seized with compunction at that moment for the part he was playing, but I know that I never felt more heartily ashamed of myself in my life than when I...
So that's at 1x. So why don't we try the speed control, which is something, by the way, that I've never done, either recording or live. So let's see what it does.
Speed 1.0x button.
I know it's on the bottom right, so I just put my finger right there and double tap.
Speed 1.0x.
Okay, so I do that.
Speed 1.0. Seat forward button. Paused.
What happens now?
Seat back. Select progress. More button. Help button. Go back. But go back button. Speed 1.0x button.
Do you not work?
Speed 1.0x. Speed 1.0x.
I guess not. So there we go. We find out together. It doesn't do anything. Maybe. Weird. So maybe they'll fix that in the future. Very odd. So I back out of this window. Can I do a two-finger scrub? No.
Go back button.
I have to use the go back button, which is top left.
Player button.
And it says player again. So if I run my finger down the screen.
The Adventures of What Have We Learned from the Political Betting Saga? www.bbc.com 98%.
I'll go in here. And
go back button.
Swipe to the play button, I guess.
Rules on when politicians can gamble.
Oh, it just read the end of something.
Progress, 0, 0. Select feedback. Reached end.
Notice how when I'm swiping, it's extremely laggy. This app makes the phone hang in a weird way. And I'm using a 15 Pro, so it's not like it's a slouchy phone, but it just...
Feedback. Reached end. Reached. Seek forward. But speed 1.2x. Speed 1.2x.
Oh, now that's interesting. It did actually increase speed, but it didn't make it obvious that it did. Can I do a two-finger double tap to start this thing from the beginning? Because play controls do not work very well
in this. By Henry Zeffman, chief political correspondent. Okay. Images, 2 weeks into the...
Hold on, I'm pausing that. Let me speak and then try this. I'm going to play the thing, and then I'm going to try the speed control while it's playing. Maybe then it will actually update properly.
Gambling saga, and it just grows and grows.
Progress.
What
speed
began as a discreet and extraordinary story about one conservative candidate is now a sprawling tangle of claims about
speed
at least six conservatives, a Labour candidate and six officers from the Metropolitan Police, some of
speed
whom are being picked up by the Gambling Commission, and others it appears
speed
0.8x. Are not.
Oh no!
Speed zero. Speed
1.0x. Specific
0x.
Claims are being merged into one melange, which gives the impression that political actors are betting.
Alright, so that's quite nice. Let's see if my wife, who does not really sound like my wife, can read us this news article as well.
Select voice.
Just as a different voice.
Andre deep, Andre with the cold, kiss non-FaceTime, enhance, user. Go back
right.
To button.
How does this sound? Do I have to play it again?
On political outcomes with surprising frequency. It's worth being clear that there are now some fairly distinct categories of allegation. First, there's the allegations against the two disowned Conservative candidates and the member of the Welsh Parliament over.
Yeah, so that works too. Interesting. So, yeah, that's what this screen looks like. I don't know what the More button does, actually, so let's look at that. I think it's top right.
More button. Pop-up
yeah,
button. Save. Dimmed. Button. Share. Dimmed. But delete. Button. Delete. Button.
Oh, so you can...
Menu. Button.
You can delete this article, I guess, or this item within your library of things. All right, how can I get out of here?
Dismiss content. Go back. Button.
All right, and go back.
Play. Button.
Now, along the bottom, we have these tabs I talked about.
Home.
There's home.
Voices.
Then voices.
Account.
And then account. And the account basically has log out and some information about the app. What does the voices tab show?
Voices. Voices.
All right, let's see.
Voices. Filters. Zero. Home. Switch button. My voices. Switch button. John Doe. Intimate. Narrative story. Mohammed Informative Educational. Carter's Edge. Narrative. Frederick Surrey. Narrative story.
So these are all the voices that it can that it comes with that are not mine. I think my voices must be switched off in this tab, whereas in the player tab, it's only showing my voices, not the voices it comes with. So you don't have to have voices in your account. It can use some that it comes with, so you can do that. And yeah, I tried a few of these before, but I'm not going to spoil the fun. You can try that. And what I have noticed, or at least seemingly noticed, is that it does not eat through your character count. So it seems irrespective of whatever 11 Labs account you have, and you do have to have one to use this, it does not seem to eat your characters. I started with 87,000 characters this month. Well, I mean, you know, I used some and I had that much left out of 100,000. And when I messed with this app for half an hour, messing with all the voices in my account, I still had the same amount. So this does not seem to use them, which is rather nice. So it might be a good way to get text voiced that if you're low on your characters this month, you can still hear it and mess with it. All right, that's it. I hope you enjoy and I hope you get something out of it and you feel like having a look. I will have included a link to this app in the wherever you hear this, whether it's on Mastodon or WhatsApp. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.